I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Voters decide on Prop 50. Federal judges step in to restore SNAP benefits. A verdict is issued in an animal rights case, and king tides return to the Bay Area. Tuesday is a statewide special election. For most Bay Area residents, the ballot will have one question, whether to approve the Election Rigging Response Act. Proposition 50 would shift redistricting power from California's Independent Commission to the legislature through 2030. The move is expected to gain 5 Democratic congressional seats to counter the same number of gains made through mid-cycle redistricting by Republicans in Texas. Prop 50 is publicly supported by the Marin County Board of Supervisors, as well as supervisors in San Mateo, San Francisco, and Monterey counties. Sausalito voters will also be deciding on 2 measures to rezone land to meet state affordable housing mandates. State-driven housing requirements have also triggered a recall election in the town of Fairfax, where the mayor and a council member are caught in the crosshairs of a battle over a proposed 6-story apartment building. Last week in Boston and Rhode Island, 2 federal judges issued a ruling that requires the Trump administration to use $5 billion in contingency funds to temporarily continue the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The SNAP program, known in California as CalFresh, ran out of money on Saturday because of the government shutdown. Recipients will receive less money, at least until the shutdown is over, but it's uncertain how long it'll take to restore the funding through a debit card distribution system. Meanwhile, local organizations are working to fill the gap. The Marin Community Foundation launched its campaign to raise $3.3 million in 1 week to feed 15,500 Marin residents, seeding it with $500,000. In Contra Costa County, the nonprofit White Pony Express began a countywide food drive. State Senator Scott Wiener called for more volunteers to work in the San Francisco Marin Food Bank, which serves 53,000 households weekly. And DoorDash is waiving delivery fees for food donations nationwide. A 23-year-old animal rights activist was found guilty last week of felony conspiracy and trespass. In 2023, Zoe Rosenberg took 4 chickens from a Petaluma poultry production facility in Sonoma County. The district attorney's office said Rosenberg and a co-conspirator planned the incursion for weeks and posted images of the birds on social media. Rosenberg is part of the animal rights group Direct Action Everywhere, which alleges that the birds were found collapsed on the floor or stuck on their backs with no food and water. County Animal Services officials have found that the facility contained birds that were emaciated and bruised, but according to the animal rights group, none of that testimony was allowed to be presented at Rosenberg's trial. Rosenberg will be sentenced on December 3rd and is facing up to 5 years in jail. Next week marks the arrival of seasonal king tides. Tide height can increase more than a foot when the moon is closest to the Earth and aligns with the sun. Localized flooding can occur in places like San Francisco's Embarcadero, Sausalito's Marin Ship area, and Highway 101 near Mill Valley. Residents in flood-prone areas should clear leaves away from storm drains, stock up on sandbags, and sign up for alerts at their local county emergency management offices. King tides are expected Tuesday through Saturday, as well as the first week of December. They come back again December 30th and January 1 through 5. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.